Hello. In this video, I want to introduce you to the satire categories for delivering presentations. And the satire categories are named after Virginia Satir, who was a therapist. She worked a lot with families and with groups of people, with couples and so on. And she was exceptionally good in getting really, really good results with people. And she used processes and techniques that were unique to her, but were really, really helpful. And in fact, when Richard Bandler and John Grinder met Virginia Satir, and they modeled what she did and how she did what she did. And a lot of the tools and techniques in NLP come from Virginia Satir. And this one is no different. What she noticed when she was working with families were that there were certain kind of sets of behaviors that were very typical within a family to get certain outcomes and certain results. And so began to kind of categorize these in different ways. And what we've realized is that these behaviors were chosen unconsciously to get certain results. And by consciously choosing to utilize these behaviors, we can get the same kind of results as the people who did this stuff unconsciously. So they're very useful in terms of getting certain outcomes when you're presenting or when you're communicating with people generally. So what I'm going to do is I'll take you through the different categories in terms of behaviors and body language, and then we'll kind of put it all together with a different illustration at the end. So the first of the satire categories that I'm going to introduce you to is blamer. And blamer is very much pointing, loud voice, making a really strident point, pointing at people, and being loud and being kind of aggressive. And why would you want to do that in a presentation? Well, there are times when you really need to shock people. You need to grab people's attention. You need to demonstrate the importance of something. And so blamer can be really helpful in that sense. If you use too much of it, it switches people off, as you can imagine. It is just that real kind of shock tactic to grab people's attention. The next one is placator. And placator is very much a kind of, well, here we are. Don't worry about it. Hey, we've been here before. Look, it's okay. It's got to be okay. And placator is a good one to use when you're following on from a blamer because it kind of diffuses the situation. Or if you want to kind of distance yourself from a situation as the presenter, it's that kind of, it's not my fault, fellas. You don't have to say that, but it is that kind of body language, that sort of tone of voice around, hey, it's okay, it's going to be fine. The next is computer. And computer is the thoughtful person. So it is very much that. That's a classic computer pose with the finger up the side of the face and the hand across the bottom of the chin. It's not quite in that position, but it is that. Okay, so right. So what do we think about this? So this is that thoughtful processing tone of voice and opportunity to influence people in that way. Because if you think about it, with blamer, we want people to sit up and take notice. With placator, we want to diffuse that situation. With computer, we want people to think and involve in that kind of processing and discussion. The next one is leveler. And leveler is just about the, as it says, okay, here we go. Here's the deal, fellas, right? Here's what we're here to talk about. Let's discuss it. Let's look at the facts now. So it's kind of not non-emotional. And what we're trying to do here is to get people to feel confident in what we're about to say. So in terms of that we're offering a deal, we're offering a solution, we're giving you the facts. And that tone of voice is really kind of on a level. It's a lot quieter. It's a lot more deliberate. So that's leveler when we want people to take us seriously. And finally, we've got a distractor. And distractor is that kind of completely mismatched body language, looking away, looking back, moving. Right, okay, so I'm maybe not even knowing what it is you're going to do next or pretending that you don't. And what we're trying to do with distractor is break state. We're trying to get people out of whatever state they were in before we move on to the next thing. So these are all behaviours that people have exhibited in environments when they're trying to elicit a certain outcome. And what we're doing here is we're choosing to use them in our presentation to create a particular outcome. So we might use blamer to get people's attention. We might say, right, okay, the reason that we're here, and I suggest you don't point at people because that is pretty rude, but you can kind of almost point back at yourself, but emphasize it with your hands. So you might say something along the lines of, right, listen, we're here today because we're in trouble. You know, if we don't do something, we're going to be out of business very, very quickly. So there's blamer. But hey, it's okay. You know, look, we've been here before. We've found a way out of it before. We can do this because we've already done it. So there's the placator to break that state. So what do you think we should do? What I'm thinking is, We need to find a way of improving people's performance within the business, which means we're going to become more profitable. So here's the deal. So here's your leveler. So we've done the computer with, okay, we're moving from that kind of the why into the what and the how in that sense. So here's the deal, right? What I'll do for you is I'll do a study of you know, the communication within your organization. I'll identify some training needs for you. And what we can then do is we can put a process in place that's going to make it much more effective. We can manage people's performance much more effectively. Right, okay. So what we're going to do next is, so we've done the distractor to break the state. We've got leveler in there to go, right, here's the deal. This is what we're going to do. And then we've broken that state. So it's useful to use all of those in a conscious way at certain times during your presentation or your training course or whatever communication it is that you're offering, whatever public speaking it is that you're doing. The important thing is not to do them all the time, because too much blamer just puts people in the defensive. They stop listening. They're not involved. They just want to get away from it as quickly as possible. If you watch classic 80s management guru Tom Peters, you'll find that blamer is his whole gig. He does very occasionally shift into placator or to leveler, and that's really powerful. So have a look on YouTube and watch his presentations. You'll see that it is all kind of blamer. If you do placator too much, then come across as not being very credible, and that, you know, maybe you're trying to distance yourself too much from the topic that you're talking about or the reason that we're here. It's not my fault kind of approach. Too much computer can kind of just flatten the whole environment in terms of the presentation. So people just kind of get into that real digital, conscious, logical, lose their way in terms of trying to be creative. And too much leveler, you know, you come across a little bit more like Del Boy in terms of that, right, okay, wide boy, here's the deal, fellas, right, you know, and so people start to kind of wonder what's really going on there. Too much distractor can really kind of upset people, because it's like trying to hit a moving target. You don't really know what's going on. And you can come across as not being very decisive or very competent or very credible. I've got a friend who distractor is his whole gig, and he uses distractor all the time. It's just the way that he communicates. But he also uses computer in there as well. So it's like, and the language that he uses and the content is very kind of jargonized. He's in a very specialized area. And he's very good at building rapport naturally as well. So you've got a real good rapport with somebody who's doing distractor all the time. So he comes across as being a real expert in his field. And I've no idea what he's just talked about, but I think we need to buy what it is that he does. So it's an interesting technique, and it works for him. But what's really important with him is the way that he builds rapport with people first. And he's got credibility, and he's got a lot of knowledge. So people will kind of overlook that. But if you do distractor all the time and you haven't got that depth and breadth of knowledge behind it and credibility, then it just really upsets people and people kind of lose interest in what it is that you're saying. So there's the satire categories. Think about how you're going to use them in your presentation, because remember, this is about choosing a performance that gives a certain outcome. So there are times when it's really useful to be able to change your own natural way of behaving to get a particular outcome. So here's the deal. It really works. It is really effective. But you have to kind of think about it and plan it a little bit beforehand. So, what do you think?